This is a mother-daughter podcast, but it is not for kids. This podcast will be discussing adult subject matter that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion advised.
Hello, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Don't Look podcast. I am Kat's mom.
And I'm Kat.
And this is a podcast where
we watch uncomfortable movies together, so you don't have to watch them with your mother slash child slash... I don't know. I said that kind of weird, and then... Like, I said the bit that we don't normally say, and then I kind of, well, whatever. It's fine. We're just going to go with it.
We're just... Keep rolling!
It's getting late.
We'll fix it in post.
No, we can't fix it in post unless we, like, redo it. But I don't really want to redo it. So
we'll fix it in post.
Okay, we literally can't fix it in post.
Well, I'm going to dream.
Oh, goodness. Okay. What have we been up to since last time? Anything cool?
We made a table. Woods women now.
We made a table. Be proud of us.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should post a picture of our table.
We
used power tools.
We did.
And we made our own work table in the basement where I can work.
Yep. We used a miter saw.
We did. And a nail gun. It was very exciting.
Yep.
And... Oh, we tried airbrushing makeup for the first time, which we did post.
We did post that. There are photos of it.
Yep. That's a thing that occurred.
It's a thing that happened.
For better or worse, it was a thing that we did. It can only go up from there.
Yeah. Oh, we went to Splatterfest.
We went to Splatterfest. Which, we did at the Colonial Theater.
Let me say, shout out to Nick, because I'm not normally like an Italian horror fan.
I am.
But mom is very much. But I had a great time. We only stayed for what, four of them?
We stayed for almost all of them. So we missed one at the end.
Right. So we saw... three, and then I kind of fell asleep for the fourth one, and then we left for the fifth one. Okay. But I liked the three that I saw, the two horror and then the third one that I like saw completely. The third one was the best movie out of them. Was
The Face with Two Left Feet.
And
oh, it's so good.
We're sad it's not uncomfortable, so we can't watch it.
Like, I mean, we can watch it if you
want.
Well,
I know. I mean, like, we can't do it on the pod.
I would watch it all the time.
It was such a good movie. It was wonderful.
It's so good.
It's so good. And what was the first one? Creepers was good.
Oh, Phenomena. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was really good. I like that one a lot.
That's a classic.
And
that's it. That's, you know, with Jennifer Connelly of Requiem for a Dream fame.
Yeah.
So tie back to prior episode. If you haven't gone back and listened to our Requiem for a Dream episode, don't.
I mean, it's one of our lower ranking episodes.
I mean, you don't have to listen to it. Just download it and boost our numbers. But we don't blame you for not wanting to go back there.
Okay, yeah, but like, show it some love for the trauma that I had to endure with that one.
There's a lot of trauma.
And that actually is a good segue in, because you said this one's supposed to be really rough too.
It's pretty rough. No, it's been a long time since I've seen this movie, but I know we wanted to do something for back to school. All the kiddos are actually back this week. As of this recording, yesterday, I think, was the first day of school for many, many kiddos in the area, you know, in general school. And then, you know, college, I think, even started a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah, I think college started like last week.
Yeah, at least for the freshmen. So, yeah, we definitely wanted to do something for back to school. And I don't know. I thought this might be fun. I remember being pretty uncomfortable when I watched this many years ago. But I mean, hopefully it's held up. It's, you know, it's a little older. It's from 1995.
You say a little older as if we don't normally watch movies from the 80s.
Well, I mean, last time it was a 2000. 2017. It was very late in the game for
us. That's true.
And we've done some current films, but
I thought you were talking about Requiem, which was 2000, right?
Yeah. That one was 2000. So I mean, you know, we do dip our toe into the 21st century on occasion.
Rare occasion.
But this one is squarely in the 20th century. It is 1995 film Kids. And if you are a Gen Xer, you probably have seen this at some point because you heard that it was horrible and you're like, oh, let me just watch it. I'm sure it'll be fine.
I'm sure it'll be fine. I feel like that's such a Gen Xer thing to say, is like, I won't be fazed by this.
Yeah. And then you were.
But you didn't admit it.
It is 1 hour and 31 minutes of fun times in New York City, just being a kid.
I have to say, I am like genuinely kind of scared just based on your procrastination and reluctance to do it.
I don't want to watch
and then you like
but I think it'll be good for the show. I think it'll be good for the show.
Comparing that to like the reluctance you had for watching like I'm genuinely a little nervous.
Nothing is gonna be worse than that. I've yet to find a movie that was just like broke my soul that much.
Yeah,
and I think most of us are in the same boat.
I was in a little ball on the floor after watching that one, or at least spiritually I was. I don't know that I ever went to the floor, but I really, really wanted to.
I thought about it.
I just don't want to cry during our recording again.
I don't think so. I don't think so. This was directed by Larry Clark. Who apparently has a thing for kind of children doing bad things movies. He also directed Bully, which is kind of another one that, you know, you might be aware of.
Do we think that he might have had a traumatic childhood and is just like putting that on the screen?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of his movies are kind of like that, in that vibe. And just generally don't make you feel good for watching them with like young folks. So I'm guessing he probably went through some things and then this is that. But the synopsis, according to IMDb, is a day in the life of a group of teens as they travel around New York City, skating, drinking, smoking, and deflowering virgins. You know, just stuff you do.
Chill. When you're sweet times. Oh, gross.
So I think it's going to be a good time. No, it's not going to. I think it's going to be really bad.
I'm not looking forward to it.
But I've committed to the look, so
I mean, committed to the bit. There's no backing out.
For a penny, in for a pound, I guess. Sorry. I just apologize in advance.
Oh, brother. I guess we're just ready to go into it.
Yeah, because we don't
know. There's no really other preamble,
I remember some things, but I don't know for sure what all's in them. I'm sure I've forgotten more than I remember.
So you said that was set in New York, right?
Yeah, New York.
Should we get some New York slices?
Oh yeah, I think we need a New York slice, and we need to eat it with a rat.
With a rat?
Yes, with pizza. You can't have pizza without Pizza Rat.
Without Pizza Rat.
Yeah, we gotta have it.
I'm sure Kopi can supply us with some.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you do. Hey, I'm eating pizza.
I'm eating pizza here. I'm walking here.
All right, well, like you said, it's late, so I think we better get into it.
All right, let's go.
All right.
The real movie event of the summer is here.
You still have virginity.
No one has the power to do that again.
Now it's gone. Forever.
Two thumbs up. Brilliant. Stunning. Controversial. A wake-up call to the world. Kids is a no-holds-barred masterpiece. Kids. No one under 18 admitted without a belt guardian. Now playing in select cities.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Here's the situation. Here is the situation. I was like pretty prepared to be broken or like sad or like whatever. I'm not. I'm like, I am upset and like kind of angry, and I don't know how to express my feelings, and that's not helping. But like, even like, if we watch a war movie, at least I can go into it being like, oh, I'm going to be angry. But I'm just kind of like, I don't get this movie. You just watch like a bunch of children who are supposed to be living their like children lives go and do a bunch of bad things for like no reason, it seems. It makes me very angry. They're supposed to be like enjoying their kid lives.
Well, I think that's the point, is that not every kid had a kid life or the opportunity to have a kid life.
That's not cool.
That sucks. You know, and instead of doing like fun kid things, this was what they had, and this was what they thought they were supposed to be doing,
which sucks, because like, these are like legit children.
I mean, and so were the kids in A Clockwork Orange, but you didn't seem nearly as angry about that.
Well, yeah, because that movie was kind of like fun, and they didn't look like kids like they look like in this movie, and like, that movie
Was 17.
I understand, but he didn't look like a kid like they do in this movie, and there was more of like a story going on, and it felt like a different, like it didn't feel real like this movie does. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, but I still am going to stick to my guns that it's all the same thing.
I understand what you're saying, but do you understand why I would be more upset?
Sure. Sure, this felt too real.
It did.
Because, yeah, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that happened and happens.
And that's not okay.
No,
we need to take better care of our children.
Yeah, I mean, if you'll notice, I think there was one parent.
Yeah.
In this whole thing, and that parent didn't seem very concerned.
No.
So, I mean, this was the reality for a lot of people, and is, you know?
That's not okay.
I mean, the 90s were not all sunshine and roses, as a lot of people seem to think or, like, tend to romanticize them.
Which I don't know why they think that, because, like, any 90s thing that we watch or that, you know, is always, like, darker and, like, kind of grittier and, like... I don't know. When we watch like 80s things, it has more of like a neon-y, like fun type of vibe.
Right.
And then you go into the 90s and everything is sad and gritty and dark and like scary.
Well, in the 90s, I think we started paying for the excess of the 80s. So, I mean, that was all part of it. But I think it was that spirit of like hopefulness and kind of like a like a wanting to reconnect with a community and just kind of like understand that we're more of a, you know, of a group than, you know, just out for me, like we should be out for us, and like that kind of vibe, like more of a community feel. And I think that's like the dream of the, and I keep thinking about Portlandia because the dream of the 90s, and I think that's kind of what was wanted. But the reality of it was not always so cute.
I guess I get what you're saying.
Friends. Let's look at that.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. That's the dream of the 90s.
Right.
That's New York. Okay.
That's not.
That is New York. That is right there. Well, I mean, you know.
That's like some weird alternative ideal.
It's your friends in the thing, hanging out, whatever. And I mean, these kids are in New York at the same time. And it's a wildly different take.
Yeah, but their New York also feels a lot more like an actual New York.
Right.
Than-
so, I mean, you have the dream 90s.
And then the reality.
And then, you know, not the reality for everyone, but certainly the reality for many.
That's rough.
And I mean, it's still rough. I mean, you
I'm
can
not
go
saying it's not still
not
rough.
Not so far from here. And you can see a lot worse than what's in this movie.
I know. That really sucks. That sucks a lot. I get really upset when like kids have like their childhood.
Yeah, it sucks.
It does. It sucks so much.
Yes. Yeah. It does. You're right.
Let's go over some trigger warnings.
All.
Yeah, pretty much.
All trigger warnings.
Yeah.
If you had a shit childhood, don't watch this movie.
Don't.
Or maybe do, because maybe your childhood wasn't as shit as you thought it was.
Yeah.
Or maybe your childhood was just as shit and you can relate. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. This will definitely, like, I just want, like, all of the, like, I want there to be better support systems in place for, like, these youth now, like the Big Brother and everything. Like, I want someone to be looking out for these children, and no one is.
No, you're right. So anyway, the trigger warnings are definitely drug use, alcohol use,
sexual assault. They like beat up that guy, but I don't know what to call that.
There's definitely violence. There's definitely violence. Yeah, there's just so much. Yeah, it's just terrible from start to finish.
No.
It's a slice of life. It's a little vignette of, you know, an hour and 31 minutes of hell of, you know, these kids who are, I think the lowest age was 13. That was mentioned, but it looked like some of the boys
she was like 13. The
involved
boys younger.
Were younger. I maybe like 10, 11 years old.
Yeah.
That were involved in just, you know, in the situation that, excuse me, in the situations that we see. But the youngest girl, I think, was 13. So, and then I think the oldest, still under 18, I think 17.
Yeah, the oldest mentioned was 17, but some of them looked a bit older, so maybe, but I'm really not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's hard because,
like, I think,
like,
they're all still high school
age. Yeah, and in that age, it's very hard to tell with, like, you know, different stages of puberty and all of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it just... all over the place. And I mean, it's just from the jump.
Yeah. So we did pretty much just list out, like, the actual, like, sex scenes, but the entire movie is just awful, and we'll get into that, I think. Yeah.
I think we're already there.
But, like, I mean, we can get more into, like,
well, I mean, really
everything.
Really what it's about is AIDS.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's you know, it's about the AIDS epidemic and, you know, how it started getting into more, like, mainstream culture. At this point, it wasn't just the gay disease anymore.
Right.
It was, like, a real thing, like a real threat to real people, you know, not just like, oh, them over there, oh, us and them. And you do see, like, a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah. There is use of the N-word and the F slur. So, like, be warned of that.
You know, so, I mean, there's like, a little bit of that. And, I mean, I will say off the jump that this is not a great movie. Like, I don't think this is a terribly, you know, well-done movie.
No, you know how you were saying before, like, how we're only going to watch good movies?
Yeah.
I don't think this one falls into that category.
I don't remember it being as bad as it was. And I'm not saying it was terrible by any means, but... I feel like watching it many, many years later and from a different perspective, it's a little overblown. I think, you know, they maybe went a little bit too hard on the characters in this film to make them, you know, really bad. I mean, some of, like, the bad actors are definitely bad, like, really, really bad. I don't think there's anybody that really talks like this. I don't think there's anybody that really, you know, says some of the things that are said in here, like, on the daily. I mean, I think there are some people that get close, but I mean, it was just so much of everything.
No, it was not nice.
Yeah, and I think some of it was a little ham-fisted, but I think it, you know, it obviously got to you, so it's doing its
job. Well, yeah, and I'm so far removed from, like, that environment. Like, I'm not a city. I'm a suburbs kid. I'm not, like, I'm like an ace little suburbs kid who lives at home with her mom. Like, I'm not in that environment, like, at all.
No.
in like any aspect of it.
No.
And like, things may not always have been great for me, but like, it's just been, it was different mm-hmm. than that.
Mm-hmm.
In so many ways. So like, it's difficult to like see this because it makes me feel bad for them. Like, I don't know. Because I don't understand the appeal, so I just kind of feel bad for them because it feels like they're just kind of like trying to fit in and be cool. And that sucks.
Yeah.
But they're like putting themselves at risk in order to do that. But.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the basic plot is you follow this kid, Telly.
Telly and Casper.
Yeah, and his buddy Casper. And I mean, Telly is just out to deflower virgins. I mean, he just wants to have sex with virgins, and he seems to like them really young.
Really
and
young.
Almost
like,
to the point where, like,
puberty young.
I kind of feel like some of his friends maybe were like a little bit like, huh?
Yeah, I
but
think
at
so
the same
too.
Time, like, nobody's stopping Nobody him. Him. Nobody's discouraging him from doing this.
No,
nobody's
like, they
anything.
All went with him to pick up the 13-year-old.
Yeah, they're kind of like, okay. Like,
if that's
you know,
what
like,
you're into, bro.
Yeah, and they're just kind of like, not for me, but. I guess, and just kind of like let him do his thing. And Telly is, and I'm sorry to the actor, he's played by Leo Fitzpatrick, and I'm looking at his IMDb profile pic now, which is much better than what it used to look like, but he was like the scrawny mush mouth snaggletooth kid who is just like gross, and you're just like bleh, like I don't want anything to do with this guy. I mean, you know, there's a lid for every pot, but like bleh, and you're like, how is this happening? But I kind of think that was just like the culture of the day. Like it just was happening. So yeah, it's just these guys walking around, they meet up with their friends, they drink, they smoke, they get high, they whatever. And then there's like the group of girls who kind of like talks and hangs out, and they discuss how two of them, and the one of them was played by Chloe Sevigny. I think I spelled that right. Or I said that right, who, you know, is, you know, pretty big at this point. And Rosario Dawson, which is crazy. And they're going to go and get a STD test because Rosario's character
is very promiscuous.
Yeah. So Chloe is, you know, she's only ever had sex with one guy. She's like a little more
with
reserved.
Telly.
And yeah, with Telly. And then Ruby is just kind of like, she's been out and about a little bit. Like, she doesn't quite have a number. Like, she's kind of like all over the place. So she's a little worried. She's trying to be responsible.
So right, they went and they got tested and they're waiting for the results.
Right, right. So that's kind of like where we come in to this whole thing. And that's kind of like the basic gist of what's going on. So we start out.
Yeah, we open up, like, the first bit of movie that you see is our first uncomfortable scene of Telly with a girl that I don't even know the name of any at this point. I don't know that we get it.
I don't know
that it matters. But it's from, like, the jump to 4 minutes and 20, and it's they're making out on her bed, and he, like, convinces her to have sex.
All right, and I'm just going to say, this dude just, everybody is, like, deep throat kissing. Nobody is just, like, giving, like, light smooches or just a little, like, making out, whatever. I mean, they are going, like, tonsil hockey. Like, it is the full thing every time someone is making out. It is just, like, all the way down your throat. It is gross. And the sounds are gross.
Yeah.
So if mouth sounds bother you, do not watch this. Because it's nothing but deep throat kissing the entire time. It's disgusting. But anyway.
Yeah, it is very much, like, the high school hallway, like,
yeah,
those posters they put up where it's like, this is what you look like, this is disgusting,
yeah,
please stop.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. So already you're like wildly uncomfortable watching these like children do this, and one just seems to be so much older than the other one.
Yeah, by like a couple years at least.
Yeah, like in general. So immediately, like right out of the gate, you're just like grossed out by the whole thing. And then he's like convincing her to like go all the way with him, and you know, of course he gets his way because he's a Telly, and apparently mush mouth scrawny snaggletooth dudes were in back then. So
yeah, like she didn't want to, but she was convinced.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like, you know, 4 minutes and 20 seconds right into the film. And then it just, after that, is just like them having a huge diatribe about what it was like, why virgins are great, what she did, what he did, how long it took.
And then they're like, so Telly meets up with Casper and they're having this discussion. And then they meet up with some other guys. And it just goes into like it a whole discussion.
Yeah. And it just does not stop.
Right. And then that's where when we meet the girls who are also had like together in a group having a discussion.
Yeah. And they're all talking about sex. About Everyone sex. Is talking about sex the entire movie. I don't think there's like a minute when they're not talking about sex unless they're talking about getting high or beating someone up.
Or beating someone up. And like, I think that was like one of the things that Telly says is like, he's always thinking about it. He goes to sleep and he dreams about it. He wakes up and it's all he can think about, all he wants.
Yeah. And it's like, you take that away, what does he got?
Yeah, we take that away, what does he got?
So, I mean, the girls are having their own discussion and they're saying kind of almost the opposite of what the guys are saying. So they're like, oh, girls love blowjobs and all this stuff. They just love to do it. And the girls are like, this is horrible. I hate it. It's disgusting. Whatever. Like, oh, I like it when they do this. Girls love to do this. And the girls are like, this is terrible. I like it when they go like this instead, da, 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 all this other crap. So that's when they kind of talk about how Chloe and Ruby went to go get the STD test together, and then they're going to go get the results that day.
Right.
So then our girls go and they get the results, and Ruby thankfully is clear. Everything is good to go. But then Chloe finds out that she tested positive for HIV. So, I mean, it's the 90s, so that there wasn't a lot you could do. At the time, it's come a long way.
Yeah, now you can get that preventative like pill.
Yeah, you can get on your heart regimen, the whole deal. Yeah, now then it wasn't so much. So I mean, this is a girl, she's 16, and you know, here we go. So here we are. So
she's only been with Telly, so right.
she knows it came from there. So she's like on this mission to find Telly to be like, this is what is going on. Like, you did this. Like, you need to know, blah, 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 blah. So she like kind of chases him all over whatever neighborhood they're in New York City, trying to find him like the entire rest of the movie. And Telly is just going on his merry way, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. He's just going through his life. He meets up with some friends. He steals from a store. He steals money from his mom. He buys weed at the park. They beat up some guy at the park.
Yeah, within like an inch of his life.
Yeah, yeah. He picks up the 13-year-old.
Helene talks about how he's like eyeing her up. She was eating watermelon, and he was just like so
it's
turned
so
on
gross.
And like all this stuff. It's just, I feel like this is going to be like a short episode because everything in here is horrible. And it's like nobody wants to get into like terrible detail with it because it's all just gross. It's all just like this dude talking about how he wants to bang children pretty much.
Yeah, but you guys got a bonus episode this month, so you can't be mad at us if this episode is really short. Like, deal.
So, I mean, it's just, it's awful. So this poor girl is like, she's dealing with this. She's trying to get herself together. She's like in a cab. The cabbie's like, you look miserable. You just got to live your life and try and forget about it. And she's like, bro.
Yeah, because he doesn't know. He's just trying to be like a cool guy, I guess.
Yeah, and he just sees a young girl and he figures like, how bad can it be, you know?
Right. Meanwhile.
Telly's just with his friends, they break into a pool. Everybody's swimming in their skivvies. Like,
Two of the girls make out,
and the guys are just talking about what they want to do to him, and let me touch you here, and blah, 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 like all this stuff. And then
it's really weird because they make out, and then they make fun of them for being gay for making out, but then they're like, also do it again.
Yeah. And they're like, it doesn't even matter. It's just like kissing a friend. Who cares? Like, it just feels good. And then, you know, all the time Telly's trying to get with this 13-year-old girl. So you're skeeved out by all that. You're skeeved out from the pool. You're skeeved out by everything. And then Chloe ends up going to, a rave club. And I don't know who the hell. Like, I don't remember it being that easy to get into clubs.
She knows people. She knew the doorman and the other doorman.
She seems to know, everybody seems to know everybody. And she didn't just, like, float in wherever and everybody knows her and, like, all this stuff. But, like,
I don't know how.
I don't remember it being that easy to be underage and get into clubs. But, I mean, Maybe I was.
A lot of those people who looked like they were going into that club looked underage. So
yeah, but there was definitely, unless it was just like a, you know, like an underground club or something. I don't know. I'm not from New York. I don't know how things work there. So I'm sure I'm just being naive about that. But she goes there. She meets up with a friend. Everybody's crawling all over everybody in the club because that's what you just did back then. It was all skeevy and weird. And her buddy gives her a pill. He's like, yeah, this makes Special K look like, what, kid stuff or something?
Yeah, something like that.
It's great. Just take it.
Couple things mixed together.
You're going to be in heaven. You're going to be flying with the angels. It's going to be great. So she takes the pill. She's like, fuck it, whatever. And then it just like hits her hard. So she's like half stoned out of her gourd. She finds out finally where Telly is. He's at this party where like all this crap is happening. And she like sets off to go find him. Meanwhile, he's got the 13-year-old in the bedroom.
That the scene between the two of them is 1 hour, 70 minutes, 20 seconds to 1 hour, 18 minutes, 19 seconds. So like less than a minute, which, wow, it does not
feel
like it.
It does not feel like it.
And this is, he does the same thing that we saw in the beginning.
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
It's exactly the same. Except this time he had like been working on it for, you know, since the pool, a bit longer.
Yeah. Well, we don't know.
Well,
we don't know how long.
That's true. Yeah, and meanwhile, Casper's like in the bathtub, whack a dude out of his mind, singing songs to himself. Their one friend is like completely passed out next to him, like between the tub and the toilet. He looks dead. It's a mess. Yeah.
Yeah. So she finally makes it to the party. She goes and she sees them in the bedroom. They're already having sex. She's like, well, shit. And she just kind of like goes and sits down on the couch and like passes out. Like there's nothing else she can do. Like she's just done.
I mean, like, yeah, there's, well, at that point it's too late.
It's too late.
For both of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she passes out on the couch. And I don't know how much later. Casper leaves the bathtub, goes into the living room, finds the entire party of people like passed out everywhere, like all of these young boys and just like a whole bunch of people just like randomly passed out throughout this house. Like he can barely walk through. It's just littered with people, which is wild to me. And then he decides to sexually assault her, because why not?
Yeah, while she's like totally passed out.
While she's totally passed out, like dead to the world passed out.
And you went through this thing thinking, well, maybe Casper's not such a bad guy. Like, maybe he's okay.
Like, he's at least, you know, with people who are, like, at least kind of age. And, like, he seems to be pretty chill.
Yeah, like
he
gives some money to the homeless guy with no legs. You're like, all right, you know. I mean, he wasn't great, but you're like...
But you're like, at least he's
probably
better.
Maybe he's the lesser of two evils,
right,
here.
Right.
But then you're like, oh, no.
No. Yeah, so she's completely passed out, dead to the world.
Yeah.
And he takes off her pants and assaults her.
Right in the middle of this room, where, like,
right,
everyone is right there.
Like, there is a small child completely passed out on the same couch.
On the same couch.
But that takes place from 1 hour, 21 minutes, 38 seconds, to 1 hour, 26 minutes, 15 seconds.
Long time.
And that's, like, from him, like...
Like, start to finish.
Start to finish, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too into the details, but please, you know, forgive and understand. Gosh, this is...
Yeah, I mean, I think you'll notice that there's a stark difference to what we usually have, where we have more moments peppered through
and
all this kind of thing. This was... It's not because it wasn't uncomfortable...
No, the whole thing is uncomfortable.
Yeah, we had a hard time
narrowing
it down.
Enough. But the whole thing is just start to finish, like the entire movie is uncomfortable and upsetting.
Like these were just the most explicit scenes.
Yes.
That were there. I mean,
I know we mentioned it, but like the entire time they're just talking about sex and being extremely vulgar, and then like all of these things, like they're just, no one has like a clean sentence in the entire movie.
No, I don't think so. Nobody is. There's. Yeah.
They're talking about sex or stealing or getting drunk or getting high. Like that's it.
That's the entire motivation for any of them. Like yeah. that's really all there is. And I mean, you know, and this is where I think it's almost kind of ham-fisted. I mean, it's like, not to say that that stuff doesn't go on or that it doesn't, you know, part, but I mean, I have never met anybody who just talks like that all the time and is at that level all of the time. And I mean, I knew teenage boys, I know some now, and I've never seen them like at that level. Like I'm at an 11, like constantly. I mean, you know, maybe they are, but at least they're like trying to hide it a little bit better. Like these kids, it was just like so over the top. Yeah. So much of this, and it was
it does really reek of like the you know, kids in school like pretending that they right. are super into something, and you're like
a lot of bravado.
Yeah
So I mean, it was
it's got My Dad Works at Nintendo energy.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know? No, it's like the thing where they're like, oh, I played this game, like I played Mario Party 15, and they're like, that doesn't exist. And they're like, well, My Dad Works at Nintendo and he gave me an early edition copy, so you're just not cool enough.
Sure.
It just has that type of like one-upsmanship energy to like everything that they say, where it's like, oh, I said this nasty thing, well, I'm gonna say this thing that's even nastier. Yeah. And you don't know what you're talking about, that you don't think that's cool.
I mean, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah,
it's a horrible thing. And I mean, I think it, like at one point when they're at the park and they're all like buying weed, smoking weed, getting high, rolling a blunt, whatever, you know, they're hanging out, and then they see like a gay couple walk by. Oh, yeah. And they like totally call them out, and they use the F slur, and they're like making kissy noises at them, and like this whole thing. And, you know, it was kind of like this really blatant, like, we're gonna, you know, make fun of you guys, but like this thing that, you know, this disease that we were always classifying as like, oh, you people have it, like it's never gonna touch us. Because I think they even say at one point, like earlier in the film, they're like, yeah, this AIDS thing isn't real. Oh, I don't know anybody right. that like has that.
In the first discussion, they're saying like, oh, STDs aren't real, like condoms are fake, they always break or rip or whatever, there's just fake, like STDs don't exist. I don't know anyone who has AIDS or who like got sick. It's all just made up lies.
Right. And then, you know, then they call out the gay couple, and then, you know, the whole time, like, I mean, you find out pretty early in the movie that she's HIV positive. So, I mean, you know, like this entire time that he's just like this ticking time bomb, and like all these girls that he's slept with now all have it. And then whoever they've slept with, you know, is, it just goes on and on and on. So, I mean, like he's his own little epidemic.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause he doesn't want to stay with one chick ever. He just wants to hit him and quit him.
Yeah, had him and caught him. The younger the better. Oh, God. Disgusting. So gross.
It's really upsetting that people can just be that awful, which I don't know that they actually are.
I mean, they are.
That sucks. That sucks so much.
They absolutely are. They're, yeah.
That yeah. sucks so much.
Yeah, people can definitely be that awful. I don't think that's shocking. To anyone, really. But yeah, there it is, kids. This was super quick.
It's been like half an hour. Normally we're like 2 hours.
I think it's because we don't want to talk about it.
No, we don't. I think that we've found,
there's really not a lot of redeeming qualities about it.
No, I think that we've found our limit.
I mean, honestly, the movie wasn't even that long.
No, it wasn't. You're right.
And it's really hard to pick it apart and say, because a lot of it is the same thing.
Yeah, a lot. It is just the same thing over and over again type of deal.
Yeah. So it's not really something that you could pick apart and look at and be like, oh, well, this is this and the symbolism here and the da 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 da. Because no, there isn't any.
It's not. It's not like your normal like story driven movie where you're like,
no, it's a slice of life.
Where you've got like your plot arc type of thing. It's a slice of life thing. So you're living through one day. Like the whole thing takes course of one day/night. So you're really, you're just not, there's not much for us to discuss, honestly.
No, I don't feel better for having watched this again.
No, I don't feel better for having watched it. Yeah, I feel like this was probably the worst one that we've watched. Like, I thought that, you know, pretty much everything so far was, you know, like, at least a pretty good movie. Like, I probably didn't think it at the time, but I you know, Requiem was, like, a pretty good movie. Like, it had story.
It was
a good movie. I don't think this was that.
No. Mm-mm. No, and I mean, it was one of those things that's, like, I don't know, for a while it was just like I was just looking for movies that, you know, had a lot of, I don't know, that were like tough to watch or, you know, things that would be, you know, kind of on the fringe. And this was always one of the ones that kind of was bantered about back in the day. So that's kind of how I came across it. And I remembered, you know, like, oh, this will probably be some good stuff for the pod. But I had forgotten that it was not good.
No, it's very much like one of those TikToks where it's like, you won't be able to get through this movie. It was so rough. And then you're like, well,
it was,
but it's not like, eh.
I don't know about, I mean, I don't think the roughness was downplayed.
No, I don't think the roughness was downplayed. I just don't think, like, I think that this fits perfectly for one of those TikToks where it's like you wouldn't believe how whatever this movie.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to keep talking to, like, give you guys more episode, but I don't know that we have anything else to say.
I think we're good.
Yeah, I think that
I think we're good.
You
I
guys
think,
need to be thankful for what you've gotten for this episode. And
quality over quantity, I think, is going to be the main lesson here. And
you guys got a bonus this month.
We're getting a bonus. A bonus is coming.
No, a bonus already came.
Oh, you're right. A bonus has already come. So, yay, bonus.
Yay.
Bonus. Just maybe stay with that one.
I don't know.
All
right. How good of a movie do you think it is on a scale of 1 to 10 after we've already said it's not that great?
I mean, for what it is, and I guess for, like, having the balls to put it out there, I'm going to give it about a 5.
I was thinking 5 as well. Yeah, I could be talked down to a 4, but I could not be talked up to a 6.
I'm thinking about a 5. I mean, I don't know who let their kids be in this movie.
No. Right?
Or why? Because I can't imagine it made, like, a ton of cash. It was independent. So, I mean, like, I honestly don't know.
I'm really, so I have to look up the trailer for this to put in for that middle bit that you guys already heard. And I'm really interested in what they possibly could do for this one.
Well, the main guy has only been in, well, I guess he's been in a couple movies. Oh, he's in Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Like, he has some credits to him, but I don't know who he is in them. Oh, he's in a few things. Maybe he just looks so different. I don't recognize him at all.
That
know.
Could be. How uncomfortable do you think it is on a scale from 1 to 10?
Very.
Very?
Very, very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable.
Like a 9?
I would go with like a 9, 9.5.
Some parts of 10?
Yeah, I want to go 10, but it's also not the most uncomfortable thing we've ever watched.
I think some of it was pretty uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable.
And because it was a solid line.
You don't get a break.
It just keeps coming with, like, this filth, and you're just like, I don't want to watch this
anymore.
Yeah,
I've got to go 10 because there are so many things that are very rough that I would rather do than watch this with, like,
anyone
that was not you. Yeah, ever. I wouldn't even want to watch it with you again.
No, I'd prefer not to. Thank you. Like, I really don't. I'm good. And having seen it for the second time, I don't think I need to go back ever again.
No, I got so angry.
She did. She got very angry and she yelled at me.
I didn't yell at you. I yelled at Rodney.
I don't know who you yelled at, but it wasn't good. It was not cute. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it was not good.
I don't know. I'm glad it's over.
I'm glad it's over, too.
We did it. We can did. Check this one off the list. I think that we're proving that we're not afraid to go there.
Yeah, but I don't know that we're going to go.
That we're not going back.
Back to this. We're gonna solidly vet our films from now on.
Well, looking over them.
I know our award season film is going to be uncomfortable.
It's so good, though.
But it's a good movie. It's a good movie. What's our season ender? Is it at least a good movie?
Yeah. I enjoy it.
Okay.
There's some fun trash mixed in.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. So all of them coming up are at least good movies. I know next month's is fun.
Yeah, and they're at least fun, if not great, you know, cinematically. Right. They're at least fun
they're
trash.
At least, like, an enjoyable watch.
Which I think is, you know, my bread and butter, which is where I like to hang out.
Yeah, I think that's, like, a very delicate line to walk, though.
That's, like, my favorite stuff is fun trash.
Fun trash?
Yeah, so, I mean, there you go.
There you go.
Sorry. I apologize to everyone involved for suggesting this one. I'm going to make you suggest them for next season. I'm taking the rap for this.
The problem is that I don't really watch uncomfortable movies that often. I just kind of, like, watch either whatever you're watching or, like, nice, peaceful, sweet things that make me feel good about my life.
I don't.
And I feel like that's what makes you Gen X.
That's my vibe. What can I watch that's really going to be painful? Okay, sweet, let's put it on.
That is, like, the most Gen X thing you could have said.
Yeah, sometimes it's cathartic. This one was not.
No. Mm-mm. So Schmeeds.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm still recovering.
We have a Facebook page, Don't Look Podcast. Our Instagram is don't_look_podcast.
And we're trying to be more Schmeed conscious. I think we're trying to post a little bit more.
We are.
Yeah, like, look out for our next airbrush makeup attempt. I can't wait for that.
It's going to be so good. Yeah, please, if anyone has advice, let us know.
We do take instruction.
We do.
Very well.
Yes.
And constructive criticism.
I think.
Although I don't think even constructive criticism is good at this point. I think just, like, straight instruction is probably better.
I agree. I think that we did learn about our airbrush and how much paint it holds and how little paint it requires.
Yeah.
And also maybe that we should clean it out between
colors. And we definitely need to go from light to dark.
Yes.
And blue is last.
Blue is, because flesh is red, but flesh is not blue.
No. Well, not generally.
Not generally. Right. Yeah. Gosh, I'm so thrown off after this movie. I can't even tell.
Did you do our email address?
Oh, thank you. Our email address is don'tlookpodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. We'll send you a sticker.
Yeah, our sweet stickers are starting to go out around. So very excited to see them up and about.
Yeah, and please let us know if you have any movie suggestions of stuff that you would like to watch.
Yeah, because then we can blame you. Yeah,
we can blame you. I'm always down for stuff that neither of us have seen. I think that's quite fun.
Yeah.
Also let us know. We're looking at possibly introducing merch. So if you have anything that you would like to see, let us know.
Well, I mean, I think that's really up to the Super 8.
That's up to the Super 8.
And you know who you are. Thank you so much for Super 8. If you made it through this episode, I mean, you guys have fire in your hearts.
The Super 8 are the 8 people that are going to download this episode.
Yes,
for reals.
The, like, 8 people who have been, like, hanging tough this whole time. Like, we love you.
If even 8 of you download this episode, like, gosh, guys.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Shout outs. We have our usual thank you so much, Chuck, for doing our disclaimer, Marshall for doing our intro, Billy for designing our wonderful logo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nick from the theater. I know you don't work with the theater, but I don't know how else to signal you out for those wonderful Splatterfest picks. They were all
okay.
amazing.
I am going there. House of Exorcism was crap. I'm sorry. That movie sucked.
I was asleep.
That movie was, it was bad. It was not good. It was not cute. It was not good.
It was not too mature.
I did not
enjoy
it. It was no fun. You had us flying high with a face with two left feet.
Oh my
it was
God, that was
so,
so good.
Everything about it was lovely, and I enjoyed every single second of it. And then you brought us crashing down into the linoleum with the House of Exorcism. It was not good. I didn't like it. I did not like it. Gross. I didn't like it. No buens.
No buens.
No buens. Yuck. But aside from that, great fix.
All right. And the thank you to the Colonial Theater. And was that an Exhumed Films thing or no?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Thank you to the Colonial Theater and Exhumed Films for putting on Splatterfest. It's
all 35 millimeter.
All 35 millimeter. And mm-hmm. Any event at the theater that where I get to like spend many, many hours at the theater is a good time. So
absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for doing that.
Yep, we love it. I'm gonna keep it going.
I'm gonna keep it going. Yeah, because the 24 hour is not coming up until October, so we'll talk to you about that one in next month's episode.
Probably not.
Well, we'll let you know what's happening in next month's episode.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, it'll be November by the time we come back from that.
Yep. So look forward to that. That's the next big theater event.
Yeah. And other than that, we're just prepping for Halloween
over
here.
Prepping for Halloween over here.
Yep. So much work.
And my wonderful grandmother's wedding. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm like kind of excited for that, actually.
I'm glad. That's nice.
It is nice. Her fiance is the sweetest guy. Like, cannot tell a lie. He's absolutely wonderful.
Aw, see what a nice sweet thing to end the episode with.
I know.
Look at that. See, there's hope out there.
That's your dose of serotonin that that you can find love.
You can find love. Even later in life.
Even later in life.
It's out there for you.
It's out there for you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I know. And neither, none of them are going to listen to this. So it doesn't matter.
It doesn't even matter. And they, you know what? Maybe they shouldn't.
It's probably best if they don't. But I just want to put those vibes out into the universe for them because they're very sweet. And I'm very excited for them.
All right. Well, then I guess until our next episode. Bro, because most of the stuff you probably should be looking. I mean, you probably should be looking at your kids and stopping them from this. Like, really, take care of your kids, people. I mean, like, that's take care of each other. Look out for each other.
But if you're a kid in this situation.
Like, nobody was good looking out.
No.
Like, even Chloe and Ruby, like, Chloe was trying to be a good friend going to get the STD test
but
with Ruby because
followed.
She thought Ruby may come back with something, so she was there as, like, the support girl.
Ruby should have followed up with Chloe.
Nobody followed up with Chloe.
When she like, ran off.
She was on her own throughout the entire film. She was on her own. Nobody was good looking out. Nobody was good looking out for that poor little 13-year-old girl or any of these other girls.
Or that guy that they beat up in the park. No one looked out for him.
Nobody was good looking out. Like, girls...
Like, you should
watch
grab
your
friends. If your friends start beating up some man, you should grab your friends.
Yeah. I mean, like, you got to have each other's backs. You got to take care of each other. I mean, we gotta look out for each other because clearly nobody else is going to do it. So do look out for each other.
And listen
to
what your friends have to say. Yeah. Listen to what they have to say because it's important.
Yeah. And be that girly. Be that good friend who's like, you know what? No. Like, no, like, I don't care. We're getting out of here. This dude is bad. Like, you're in a bad situation. It's time to go.
Like I don't care. You don't want me to come with you. I'm coming with you.
Like, be that girly. Like, look out for each other. So do look. Do listen. Do those things.
Do all of those
things. Do all of those things. Do them. But for the sake of our tagline... For the sake of our tagline. Okay.
I'm ready.
if you're in your mom's bedroom and you're stealing money out of her shoe that she swore to you she did not have, and your friend... Oh, you shouldn't even listen to that.
No, I don't think you should listen to that. I know where you're going, and yeah, I don't think you should listen to that either.
You definitely shouldn't look, but you shouldn't listen. Okay.
Yeah, you should get your friend and tell him, hey, shut up. That's where food comes from for those little babes.
Oh, I wasn't even going to talk
about
that.
What were you talking about?
I was talking about the tampon.
Oh, that was rough, too. I had blocked that out. I thought you were talking about where he was, like, salivating over his mom's titty.
No, you shouldn't listen to any of this. Oh, God. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
There's none of this that you should listen to. I'm like trying to find something that you should even listen to. It's like, well, if there's good music in the club, but then it's like, well, no, somebody's trying to tell you to take drugs, so you shouldn't listen to that.
I was gonna say, if your friends are all taking nitrous oxide, but you shouldn't take nitrous oxide. It's super bad for you.
No, I mean, you should listen when they say we're going to get an STD test. I mean, you should listen to that.
Listen to that.
Listen to that. Look, man, just don't look at any of this. Listen to good advice. Look out for each other and don't watch this movie.
Get tested. Use protection.
Yes.
And dental dams, condoms, use it. And STDs are real.
Yeah. And just keep an eye on your drink and, you know, don't get talked into things that you don't want to do.
No means no.
No means no. Consent is real. And
I'm going to post a link to the tea, consent tea thing in the description for this episode. And I hope I remember to do that because...
Yeah. Well, when you edit this, you should remember.
I should. But that was like one of the things. And immediately when he went to go assault her, I was like, unconscious people do not want tea.
They don't.
They don't.
They don't. So you know what? Listen to your friends, look out for each other, and don't watch this movie. How about that?
Listen to that advice.
Listen to that advice. That's the best we got.
That's the best we got. I feel like
I'm so sorry.
Like a drawfy ending or reach. They're like, sorry.
Sorry. We're sorry for this episode. Well, like,
so
they can only go. You gotta have a dud in there somewhere, okay? Like, we're not. We're just people.
Oh God! Thank you, Super 8, for being the only ones who listened to this. We appreciate you so much.
We're just people.
We're just